The Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tainis, suppose I teaches us the following perplexing statement. Says the Mishnah, there were no greater days for the Jewish people, Kiyom HaKippurim uChetu B'Av, like the 15th day of Av and like Yom Kippur. The Mishnah continues to describe how in those days the girls would go out and they would dance in the vineyards, in the fields, and they would look for Shaduchim. And I don't know what summer camps you went to, but in the summer camp that I used to go to, that my brother happens to now be the director of, there was one day in the whole summer that they allowed the girls from girls' campus to come onto boys' campus. Otherwise, it was like Mamish, Isser Gomer. But on Tu B'Av, when I was there, they would allow with supervision that when we would come to Mifkat, when we would come to roll call, to line up in the morning by the flagpole, don't ask me why they did that, but they did that in camp, maybe they still do it even. When we come to line up, and we all have to stand in a straight row and attention, there would be like a big surprise on Tu B'Av in the morning, because the girls would come and they would be wearing white and they would try to imitate Kehila what happened when there was a Beis HaMikdash and in Mizmana HaMishnayos, where they went ahead and they would go out into the fields. I don't know exactly what they had in mind, because when I was in third and fourth grade, I wasn't really ready yet to get married. And I don't know exactly if that's what Chazal had in mind by doing that, but I'm not here to incriminate Chas Shalom, any camp or any institution that does that, but Tu B'Av is a great day. Happy day. Shaduchim, happy. What exactly, Abu Sa'i, is the simcha of Yom HaKippurim? When I think of Yom Kippur, I think of fear. I think of pacha. I think it's a scary day. Everything is in the balance. What's going to be with me and my family? What's going to be with the Jewish people, with the world? The big final decree, the verdict is coming down. Simcha? Yom Tif? Rabbi Sai, I was reminded when I thought of this concept of a commercial that I saw on TV many years ago. You'll see how long ago, you probably even never saw this commercial. But just the Saber Esa'ozen, when I was growing up, there was a commercial for a certain string cheese. I think the guy in the commercial, it was a pizza store, a commercial. And there was a guy named Jimmy. And Jimmy was making pizza. And the commercial was something like this. Hey, Jimmy, or Shimmy, I'm not sure what his name was. Jimmy, give me a pizza with extra cheese. Extra cheese. And hold the tomato sauce. Hold the tomato sauce. And hold the crust. Hold the crust. Hey, Shimmy, give me a pizza with nothing. What kind of pizza is there without tomato sauce, without crust? That's not pizza. That's just cheese. And you're right, because the commercial was for a string cheese. That's what they wanted to show you. Cheese. I can have pizza without the sauce, without the crust. Just call it cheese. Because there's no pizza, we know, without cheese and sauce. And crust, I'm sorry. So what exactly is going on with us that we have the Yom Tovim without Yom Tif? We have Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael. There's no meat, there's no wine, there's no Simchas Yom Tif like we discussed a second ago in Shir. What exactly is the Simcha that we're referring to and that we're trying to experience Yom HaKippurim? So I want to mention two ideas about the Simcha Yom Kippur that very much relate to each other. Number one is what the Torah says. The Torah says, Ki Bayom Hazeh, on this day, Yichaper Aleichem, Hashem will atone for us, V'taher Eschem Mikol Chatoseichem, to purify us from all of our averos, Lefnei Hashem Titaru, before Hashem, we will become purified. What exactly do those last three words mean? Lefnei Hashem Titaru. So I'll tell you what I think it means to me. And what I think is a source of the great simcha that we have in Yom Kippur. I have a son, who many of you met on Rosh Hashanah, who has a lot of energy. So far both my sons are included in that category. But this one you'll see who I'm talking about in a second. One of my sons, I'll tell you what it is already, it doesn't matter. My younger son, Tzachi. So when he goes ahead and spends his day, I want to tell you exactly what it means for him to have an accomplished day. An accomplished day is that when he finishes the day, when the day is over, not one part of his skin is clean. That was a good day. That means he got into all the stuff he wanted to get into. He colored however he wanted to color, and he did whatever, he went into all the sand and all the piles, and when there's rain outside, he stepped in every puddle possible. And if a day goes by and there's potters by that still clean, like, it wasn't the best day, you know? I could tell if it was a good day or a bad day for him. So let's just give you the mashal, the following mashal. It was a good day for Tzachi. And every single part of his body is stained with a different color. Ah, he loved it all. And then Tzachi's Abba, who would be me, comes home from yeshiva. And Hasa'ah lets me off down the block of my house. I walk up the street. Tzachi's playing in some puddle, some dirt somewhere, getting a little bit more dirt on one place that's not fully coated yet. He looks over his shoulder and sees Abba. Abba's coming. This happens, by the way, almost every day. And Tzachi runs, sees me, and he runs to me with his arms spread wide. And Abba's wearing a white shirt, nice and clean. Usually, you know, no one's going to spill on me so much in yeshiva unless, like, you know, a coffee stain spilled on me from one of my coffees during one of my breaks. Usually a clean shirt. Tzachi runs and wants to give me a big hug. And that, Rabbi Osai, is not exactly... I'm used to it already, Baruch Hashem. But the point is, Baruch Hashem, when he comes to me, I give him a big hug. Why give him a big hug? Because he's my kid, who I love. Even though my shirt might get dirty, even though it might not be the most pleasant experience, but I'll give him a hug. And on both sides, we're not done yet. Some days I get really lucky. I get lucky. What lucky means is that instead of my wife bathing him, I'll have the great honor of bathing him. And that's like a joy. It's a joy for me, and it's a joy for my son. Why? Because he's dirty, and he's very dirty. And he feels, Baruch Hashem, the love coming from his father, and his father wants to clean him off. Rabbosai, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tar eschem mikol chataseichem l'fnei Hashem titaru. You know what that means? We all have Avinu Shebashamayim. And guess what? Over the past 364 days, we've all gotten dirty. We've all stepped in a lot of puddles that maybe we shouldn't have stepped in. And we've colored on things that we shouldn't have colored. And we've done, unfortunately, things that we shouldn't have done. What happens in Yom Kippur? L'fnei Hashem titaru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Not only does he, kavyachol, get himself dirty, kilu, but he bathes us himself. And he wipes away our averos himself. And that, Rabbi Osai, is the source, like in my mashal, of a three-year-old who's so happy that, wow, his Abba's taking care of him and cleaning him off. Well, that's the source, Rabbi Osai, of the simcha that we have in Yom Kippur. But I think it goes a little further, a step deeper. And that's the following. The last Mishnah in Maseches Yuma says the following thing. Amar Rabbi Akiva! Ashreichem Yisrael, praised are you, Bnei Yisrael. L'fnei mi atem mitarim, u'mi mitar eschem. Before whom are you becoming pure? And who is purifying you? Who is that? Says the Mishnah. Avichem Shebashamayim. How does it work? How do we become pure on Yom Kippur? What do we do exactly? So the Mishnah, you know what it tells you? It tells you how you do it. It says, "V'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem." Hashem is the mikveh of Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Ma mikveh mitaras atmeim, just as a mikveh purifies those who are tamei. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaras Yisrael. So too Hashem is mitaras. What in the world does that mean? What's the mashal to a mikveh? What is the idea that this mission is coming to tell us? Listen carefully, please. Says the Maharal Prague. You know what this Mishnah means? It means the following. How does the Tara take place in Yom Kippur, Rabbi Osai? Because we become close to Hashem. Is there any chait by Hashem? Does the concept of chait, of dirt, of filth, exist by Hashem? The answer is, of course not. And what do? We connect ourselves with Hashem. And the more we connect ourselves with Hashem, the more we are free of averos. But it goes a step further. There's a condition. You know what the condition is? The condition is, it's a mikvah. How does a mikvah work? Well, we know the rules. If we have a chatzitza, a separation between us and the mikveh, the mikveh doesn't work. And you know what? Says the Mishnah, if there's a separation between us and Hashem, Hashem doesn't afford us that kapara. What's the separation? So hear me out, please, Rabbosai. Everybody, like we say, every day in davening, Elokai, Neshama Shnasata Bi Tehorahi. We're all pure. What happened though? We have a guf. And the guf is a layer. And there's layers upon us. Layer after layer after layer. And all year long, we're involved with those layers. And then there comes one day of the year. Yom Achas Bashana, one day of the entire year. Where we start to crack away the layers. How do we do that? We don't eat. We don't drink. We don't wash ourselves. We're not interested in the physical existence of our bodies. We're interested in one thing, and that is our neshama. We're interested in one thing, and that is Vani Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. What I really care about, what really is important to me, is that I can connect with Hashem. And Hashem holds His arms wide open for us, Abosai, on Yom Kippur, and says, "You're dirty. I know you're dirty. You have averos. I know that. But you know what else? I'm waiting with open arms, and all I want to do is get close with you. And all I want from you," Hashem says to us, "is to want to get close to me. Don't eat, don't drink. Realize that you're a neshama. Realize that the real goodness of Osa in life is closest to Hashem. And not only is it the source of goodness, but it's the source of simcha." Think about it, Rabbi Hussein. Think about it. Who are the happiest people you know in the world? People that have money? Probably not. A lot of times, Chazal teaches us, marbe nechasim, marbe daga. The more money I have, the more worry I have. So who's happy? The athletes, they're happy? Because they're so talented? I don't know. Who's happy? Hollywood's happy? They're so happy? Yeah, look at those smiles, ear to ear smiles. I'm not sure what the divorce rate in Hollywood families is, but I don't believe that it's low. I used to go shopping for my mother many years ago in America. I used to like wait on the shopping lines, and they used to have these magazines, which I probably shouldn't have looked at. They were just news. But like they're the Hollywood news, like, so they would, you know, it would be like, this actor just got divorced, this actor just, you know, killed his wife, this actor just, I can't imagine that's the source of simcha. Probably not. So lahavdil, elf alfei hevdalot, where is simcha? Where do you find simcha? Both say simcha is found when there's dvikas b'Hashem. Those that are closest with Hashem are b'simcha. It's not my chiddush. Or how do we start Yom Kippur off, Abosai? Or Zarua Latzad, that's how we start the whole night. Tomorrow night in shul, we're going to be, if we wear a talis, kittels, white, and we take out the Sefer Torah, and what do we say as we bring Sefer Torah around? Or Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. Tzadikim Yishrei Lev. Those are people that have simcha. People that understand, not just on Yom Kippur, but all year long, that what makes a person happy is getting close to Hashem. And mitzvahs are burdens, Rabbosai. Mitzvahs are opportunities, like we learned in Sefer Sharm. They're chances, they're tickets to get us to the best game, lahavdil, that exists in the entire world. I want to just close with one quick little anecdote, one story. And then I'll close, a final closing after that. I know that I have 3 minutes to mincha, so I'll be mindful, get it all in the next 3 minutes. Another shout out for Sukkos. This story happened to me on Shmini Atzeres for me around 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago. And I was with my wife and my children, whoever was around that time. My older two, it must have been, and we were in Rechavia for Yontif. And I was keeping one day, and I was having a program that Simchat Torah for girls that were keeping 2 days. So I went out on the night of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and I had to swear on the one day, and I went to try to find a minyan for Akafos, because I had to do Akafos that night already. And I went, and Hashkacha brought me to the minyan of Shmuel Orbach. Shmuel Orbach was Shlomo Zalman Orbach's son. He is still alive. And I went there, and they were in the middle of the first Akafah. and they were singing the song Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvodo beautifully, and Rav Shmuel Shlita was holding a Sefer Torah in his hand, smiling ear to ear. I can't describe the simcha on his face. It was angelic, beautiful simcha. Rav Shmuel Orbach did not have an easy life. His wife passed away at a young age. He never had children of his own. Many yisurin in his life. I looked at him and I said, wow, pure angelic simcha. I came back to the room 45 minutes later. I went to a different shul to see, like, you know, 45 minutes later, they're still in the first hakava, still singing the same song, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvodo, and Rav Shmuel is still holding the Sefer Torah with the same beautiful smile on his face. Because L'Yishrei Lev Simcha, because Dveikas Ba'Hashem is Simcha, Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha, because it's a day that we strip away our bodies and focus on our neshama, and our neshama all at once is to connect to Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem Titaru, connecting to Hashem, is the ultimate. Is the ultimate of simcha. Abosai, I conclude this part of Shir by wishing us all a bracha, that we should be zoche, all of us, to tap in to the kedusha, the tara of the day, to the simcha of Yom Kippurim, to the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleaning us himself, of him taking us and saying, although you're dirty and sully with avera, Hashem wants us, he wants us to come back to him. We should all be zoche to appreciate Ashrechem Yisrael, how lucky we are. Lefnei mi atem mitarim, mi mitareschem, avinu shebashamayim.